Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Hump Day. Noon hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Want to remind you that Sports Radio 92.9 The Game's third annual Father's Day dinner is coming, and we want you to join us on Friday, June 13th at Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar as we celebrate Father's Day with you. Go to 92.9thegame.com, click the contest page. Tell us why you want to treat your dad to a special dinner with the 92.9 The Game staff, or if you want, tell us why you want to bring your grandfather or your kid or your coach or anyone important in your life. Presented by Atlanta Motor Speedway, where NASCAR returns on June 28th for the Quaker State 400, available at Walmart, and brought to you by Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar. Eat, drink, and good times. Make sure you enter now for your chance to win at 92.9thegame.com.
Hey, that's on the Purple Rain soundtrack, right? Yeah, because I was thinking about it. Because was there ever a cooler, like, silhouette of a pose when Prince walked out by that lake and did that little stance?
Oh, that's
with that little bow-legged stance.
Yeah, like a famous silhouette. Yeah,
silhouette. That was like that. Tell me that when he went back to the lake.
That's a good point.
When he was skipping rocks and didn't let him skip. Skipping rocks and didn't let him skip. He just stood by there. Yeah,
cool. Pokes a couple holes in the athletic argument, right? He couldn't skip a rock.
He can hoop.
Come on, let's skip a rock or two. Yeah, I mean, that's like not quite, but almost like Jerry West level NBA logo, you know?
Yeah,
that
cool,
kind of stuff.
Cool as hell, man.
Yeah.
Cool as hell. Riding a motorcycle with some high heel boots.
Who's the Major League Baseball guy? Like, I know what it is, but is it actually a player? Because everybody knows Jerry West is associated. He's the logo, right? He's the logo of the NBA, of NBA basketball. I want to say, just like off of random like trivia, and maybe Abe knows this because he loves trivia, is it Harmon Killebrew?
Yeah, everyone thinks it's Ted Williams, but it is Harmon Killebrew.
I think I heard that at a trivia one time, and it stuck in my brain.
Never in a million years. Why the hell is it here?
He's good.
I didn't say what.
500 homers.
Okay.
Classic batting stance. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Why is it Jerry West?
Why is it Jerry West?
You know what I mean? Like, there's no offense. He's a great player.
Yeah.
He's not the greatest player.
No, he's not.
You know?
But, okay. All right. I had no clue who the hell it was.
It is one of those things that they sometimes talk about updating.
Mm-hmm.
And I also don't know why that either. Like, why do we need to?
Right.
It's a fine logo.
You know what's crazy I found?
Harmon Killebrew's doing a great job.
I found a Paul Tagliabue. Because, you know, the NFL, they have the commissioner's name on every ball.
Right,
Found the Tagliabue ball the other day.
Nice.
Was cleaning out some stuff. I was like, this is Oski-woski-woski.
Must have been pre-2006.
Yeah, man. Oski-woski-woski.
Because that's how long Goodell's been the commissioner. And it sounds like if you read the reports out of all these meetings that
it's
are going
contract
on,
time.
One of the many things that's going to be approved is a Roger Goodell contract extension.
Yeah.
So his name will be on the footballs for the foreseeable future. I know that his current contract was to extend through 2027. Sounds like they're going to give him even more years than that. Man, 66.
Yeah.
Now, I mean,
he looks healthy and strapping.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's what $47 million a year and a personal chef will do for you. I get why they keep him, though. I mean, I know there was
great lightning rod.
Yeah, I mean,
great lightning rod.
He hasn't really been a lightning rod lately, though, right? Like, he was sort of, you know, maybe 10 years ago or whatever, when there was a lot of issues like Ray Rice and stuff like that. Like there was some controversy as to whether or not he was doing a good job. I still maintain that he was just doing what the owners told him to do,
because that's what he's
which is
to do.
Essentially what his job is. Like he's the shield for the Shield. But I mean, there hasn't really been a lot of stuff like that since then, right?
No,
like,
no.
I think pretty much everything has been handled without much controversy. And
they keep making money.
Revenue keeps going up.
Yeah.
So if you're the commissioner of a league that has grown in revenue year over year over year, you're probably going to keep your job.
Yeah, man. I think I'm just curious because it's always Jerry.
Yeah.
It's always Jerry around this time trying to either get a reduced rate or don't pay his part. I know how y'all paid however $1 million.
Yeah.
I'm paying half of that. He's like, I don't think he's doing a good job.
I don't think we need to pay him that much.
Yeah, I don't think we need to pay him that much. Like, it's always Jerry. That does that. And all Jerry got to do is get him one more owner to come along with him. But nobody, everybody like Jerry. Come
Jerry, on. Stop.
Yeah, you're the richest one of us all. Well, yeah. I mean, as far as team value. You know, Tepper's the richest one. But he's like, come on, man. Jerry. No, is he the richest one or the Walmart lady?
Well, I think, I don't know. And then you got the Allen family.
Yeah.
Paul Allen's worth, I don't know. I know he's dead, but his family estate's worth like $10 zillion.
Okay.
Or it fluctuates by day based on the stock price.
Is Walton? Okay.
Oh, it is? Okay. Well, yeah. I wonder if they'll sell them too, because I know that the Blazers are going to officially be up for sale because the Allen estate.
You think they will put the Seahawks up with it?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, just because they
like specifically already said it's just the Blazers.
Okay.
Right.
I mean, for now, right? And eventually maybe they would decide to do it, but why would anyone get out of owning an NFL team?
I don't know.
You know, like you're making hand over fist.
I mean, but usually when owners lose their teams because they've been a racist or something like that.
There's two ways to lose ownership in professional sports that we know of.
Yeah.
Be a racist or a sexual assaulter.
Yes, and then you lose your team.
Yeah.
And because this league is going to continue to grow, man.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with this new flag football thing, because we got a few more years to the Olympics, right?
Yeah, 28.
They are going to expand like damn wildfire.
Yeah, they're going to lean into this thing in a way that...
Especially now that it's approved,
uh-huh.
That there's no boundaries of what they can do to advertise it.
Not only is it approved, it was 32-0.
Yes.
Like, every single team owner was like, yeah, we're going to do flag football in the Olympics. One player can play. There's only 10 guys on the team, Abe was telling us, so it's not like there's going to be a ton of NFL guys in there anyway. And I don't know which NFL guys are going to play even when it comes around in 28, but they're going to have guys involved.
Yes.
Like, maybe you don't play, but you're like an ambassador for it or something like that.
They're going to spread it,
you
man.
Make an appearance and stuff.
Because, you know, they go on those USO tours all the time.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to, I mean, they're going to have these players just like that, but they're going to be going to different countries, setting up all these different things in order for them to get played. Now, I don't think they would have a flag football event in the Olympics if they didn't play flag football other places than the United States. We understand that part.
Sure.
But, I mean, they're going to lean all the way in it. They're going to be checking down birth certificates and birth records of guys who might have some Filipino in them.
Well, that is going to be the funny part.
Remember
like the first World Baseball Classic, like certain countries couldn't fill out their roster and they were like, all right, like if you had a grandpa who was from Israel from like the 20s, sure, you could play for that team.
Yeah, we know that you're a bench warmer or whatever kind of role play. Like Jordan Clarkson, all right,
Filipino.
He's on billboards all over Manila. Like my child, Bashy has a full Filipino basketball Clarkson like jersey shorts.
That's incredible.
That Lola bought him.
That's incredible.
Yeah, like that's how big when you're a superstar in those countries.
Yeah.
Nobody loves the
Filipinos.
Nobody. There's a big ass billboard of Eric Spoelstra. Like, it's crazy. It's all right by the damn airport.
There was a guy.
It's all right by the airport.
There was a golfer that almost won a tournament. I think JJ Spahn.
Yes.
He's like a quarter Filipino or something. I was like, damn, if he would have won that tournament, he would have been the best golfer in the Philippines.
Dude, it's unbelievable.
He would have been on billboards
everywhere.
Big ass
billboard of George Clarkson right when you get out, right when you leave the airport in Manila. Like, that's what I'm saying, but that's what they're going to do, though. They're going to spread this game because they're going to get it to a point where they're going to have professional leagues.
Yep.
They're going to have professional leagues all over the globe.
The other thing that they're doing, too, is that for sure. I mean, it's also like flag football is a varsity sport for girls.
Yes, it is.
I think in Georgia, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, so that's something that they've leaned into as well, which is really smart because – I think the start of the conversation has to be like, man, we're killing it. This is crazy.
Yes.
Like, we've grown in a way that We hoped that we would, but, you know, we've grown really quickly. Where are we lacking? All right, international, we're kind of lagging behind baseball and basketball.
We got as many games as we can get over there. We're going to add more.
And there's going to be more.
Yes,
there's going to be more. So we're coming to
South
a year.
South Africa?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, y'all just make sure y'all get y'all shot.
They got
y'all
Brazilian
get
games.
Shots.
Yeah, Australia coming. Maybe Antarctica, like that lady called in last week and said it was fun to visit.
I mean, they used to play games in Japan.
Right.
You know, preseason games anyways.
And they will again.
Yes,
they will
back.
Again.
They're going back.
And then the other market that they were like, okay, women. Like, we're incredibly popular with American men.
Yep.
We couldn't be more popular. Mm-hmm. How can we be more popular with women? And this is a really smart way to do it, too. So, look, I mean, ultimately, I hope that it leads to good things beyond just, like, money in the pockets of the teams. Because I think that that's where it's coming from.
Yeah.
I hope that it benefits the product and makes football more accessible, whatever that means. Like, I mean, one part of it's going to be we've complained about this for years, and we're just going to have to, like everything in football, college and pro right now, just deal with it. There's just going to be more international games.
Yeah.
Like, they're not putting the toothpaste back in the tube on that one. However many games there are this year, there'll be more next year. However many more games there are that year, we're going to get to the point where there's a game a week internationally. And it's not just going to be Europe and South America, like you said. There's going to be games all over the place. And I don't know. I mean, maybe it'll work and it'll be a huge global phenomenon and the league will be worth $100 billion a year annually, maybe. Or maybe it'll be slightly less popular in other countries.
It could be. You never know. But somebody said, am I going to play on the flag football team when I get my dual citizenship from the Philippines? Probably.
They're going to need you.
They're going to need me. They're going to need me.
Yeah.
I'm a citizen. I got dual. We have a home there. So, yeah, I'm going to get dual citizenship and be over there balling.
I think.
I'm going to have me a damn billboard.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Randy McMichael, Olympic bronze medalist. That would be phenomenal. That would be so great. Everybody throws out the guys they think would be the best flag football players. Who do you think would not be good?
Oh,
like, who's
God.
Like, obviously linemen, but whatever. But, like, we can't have Kirk Cousins.
No,
quarterback.
That was going to be the first thing I thought of. No, you got to have somebody with some zuzus. And
have
I remember that clip, and I saw Dukes and Bell, and were playing it yesterday. You remember that dude when they were talking about Patrick Mahomes? Remember, oh, God, they played the clip yesterday.
Oh, yeah, the quarterback. The quarterback who's a great flag football player.
Yeah, talking about Patrick Mahomes. They kept playing that. But it was so damn funny. But, no, you got to have, like, Kyler Murray at quarterback.
Yeah.
You
got to
have somebody with some zuzus and some escapability. Like Amon St. Brown would be really good. Because you got to have guys that can work in space.
Need you a few Tyreek Hills.
I know. Yeah, you need guys like short, fast.
Chris Johnson.
But do they both have to play both ways, or can you have defensive guys? Because you get defensive guys.
Because of depth.
I'm having all safeties.
Yeah, because of depth, there's a fair shot that at some point receivers are going to play DBs and DBs are going to play receiver.
Okay. When can you rush the quarterback?
Oh, hell no. Then I need Travis Hunter.
Oh, yeah, sure. Travis Hunter.
Yeah, he's probably one of the most interesting prospects because of that.
Yeah. Travis Hunter.
Stand like 7 yards off the line and declare yourself.
Do you count to something?
Like size.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This wouldn't necessarily make that big of a difference as much as speed would.
It would be really funny if it was still one Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi. How fast can you say Mississippi? All right, we'll come back. Back page with Bo after this. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.